Hi, everybody. It's Phil Smrek, creator and host of From Ohio. This episode brings together two young emerging artists who are currently featured in It's Time For Me To Go, Studio Museum Artist in Residence. The exhibit is a partnership between the Studio Museum in Harlem, the Museum of Modern Art, and MoMA PS1, and runs through February 27th. Cameron Granger and Jake Mason Macklin join us here and are both from Ohio. I understand the two of you guys actually know each other and have known each other for a long time. So what's the story? How did you guys become friends? Especially, I just want to tell everyone, Jake is from Columbus, Ohio, and Cam, you are from Cleveland.
Yes, yeah.
All right, true. So how did you two cross paths in Ohio?
We went to school together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We both went to Columbus College of Art and Design. So our first, like, you know, Jay graduated a year after I did, I mm-hmm. think. But like our first time, like our first shows were together. We were like, you know, learning how to do all of this, like around the same time and in the same spaces and the same like warehouse mm-hmm. places. It was, yeah. It's kind of crazy. It's like growing up together in a way.
And now you're both in New York together and you're both in this exhibit at PS1. But before we get into the exhibit, for those people who may not be familiar with your art forms, why don't you both tell us a little bit about what it is you do and how you kind of do it? And Jake, we'll start with you.
Sure. Simply put, I'm a painter. I paint in oil mm-hmm. traditionally.
Yeah.
And right now the work I'm exhibiting is these kind of figurative compositions of a street scene, reminiscent of my time in Harlem.
Right. Oh, you lived in Harlem?
So I had the opportunity via the residency with the Studio Museum in Harlem to have a studio space on 127th Street. And bulk of my making was split between my studio in Maspeth and the space in Harlem. And I actually was in that space for maybe 3 or 4 months, producing the work and experimenting and getting the bulk of my ideas up there. And so a lot of the work was based off of my day-to-day observations while uptown.
Yeah. Okay. And Cameron, what about you?
Yeah, So I'm in a couple different lanes. I mostly work in video. That's what I'm trained in. That's what I'm most comfortable in. But I also do installation work. So I'll build like a house structure to like show my films inside of, and writing's also a big part of my practice too. So that always
all three of those things come together in your exhibit in PS1, which was great. Tell me a little bit about, let's talk about this. I'm just curious. You're both in New York now doing your thing here, but what is the art scene like in Ohio?
The scene in Ohio, in Columbus, and even to an extent in Cleveland too, I think there's just less resources for what we do.
Less resources, meaning what? Like patrons?
Financial resource, right. Patrons, the arts infrastructure. It's less, I guess, established
right.
or plentiful than right. it is in a place like in New York. Obviously.
You know, is there any place in Ohio where it's kind of like the place you want to have? Like, is there a gallery or some type of artist representative? Like, if you're an artist, you say, I want to be in this gallery or associated with this gallery in wherever it is, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Youngstown.
I think for me, I want to say like, I gravitate towards artist-run spaces. There's a spot called No Place Gallery that both Jake and I mm-hmm. had a show at in Columbus downtown. It's been around for years. It's run by our friend James Stretney. Mm-hmm. And, it was on the South Side for a long time, into this old like auto workshop, and they just recently moved downtown. And I think for me, that's such a special place because James is an artist himself. He worked in a lot of different, like from art handling to like towards making his own work, towards like doing this work as a gallerist. Now he knows all the like different aspects. And
right.
For me, that's really special, you know? So I love working with him. And there's a spot like Skylab Gallery, which is also in Columbus downtown. It's been going since like the early 2000s. And that's a really special place. So I think those younger, smaller artist-run spaces are really special to me, and that's what I really like.
Jake, did you feel that you had to leave Ohio to be able to be successful as an artist?
That's a good question, and I think unfortunately the answer is yes at the time, and I think it was for personal reasons. I had just graduated school. I was working at the Wexner Center at the time, art handling, and I figured that, you know, my options in Columbus for what I wanted to do were so kind of limited to a few places that I figured if I were to be art handling or if I wanted to cut my teeth painting after school, the impetus for, to go to New York City is where to be. And, you know, thankfully it was this kind of perfect storm of saving up enough to rent a small apartment in Bed-Stuy. And a bunch of my friends that I had met through residencies while I was in school actually had just moved. And so I had this kind of incentive, the strong incentive, the social incentive to be with a group of people of a like mind. And, you know, that's the unfortunate thing is when I left Columbus, I didn't leave nothing behind. You know, I left that ecosystem where I was making work with my friends who I had gone to school with for years. And so it was a difficult decision, but I think ultimately, you know, in order for me to work in the capacity that I wanted to, I needed to be in a stronger art market and space where there is just an infrastructure for it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. What is it that you guys bring into your work that is inspired by being from Ohio? And Jake, I want to know, like, is there another set of paintings that I haven't seen that are Ohio scenes and things like that? So let's, I have to ask a question. Sure. So I don't know who wants to start first, but I want to hear about what the Ohio inspiration is that filters through your work.
Sure. I mean, just very quickly. I mean, yes. You know, I think actually funny enough is it's in my hand. Ohio is in my hand constantly, you know, and it's less the geography. It's more of the sensation. I mean, I have all of my memories up to 22 there.
Right.
And, you know, all of my arts education was there. And so my sensibilities are very kind of Midwestern, this kind of hodgepodge. I mean, Columbus in its own right historically is a college town.
Right.
But that's almost reductive. I mean, it's a bit of Motown. Birthplace of funk, not Columbus, but Ohio.
Oh, right. Ohio Players and all that. Yeah.
OJs and all these, you know, and so you have, and the Isley Brothers.
Yes.
And so we have this, we have the Rust Belt, we have this kind of country friedness about it. And this sort of niceness. And it's a weird kind of amalgamation of all these sorts of, I don't know, personalities, histories. And that influences the work in a way that also, you know, it's grittier. There's less access, as Cam was saying, and by less access is you have to work further away from the market almost to an advantage. There's no need to kind of polish things, so things are a little bit more coarse and rugged, even the ideas. And so, you know, that mentality is carried through my work until today. You know, the forms just change.
Okay. You know, Cam, I loved in your Instagram post, you mentioned something about when you made the announcement you were coming to New York, you said something like, hey, I always will have Ohio in my heart. I'll be back, something like that. And you know, your exhibit, I loved it because it's basically the theme or the root of it is taking from your memories of your grandmother's house. And Cam, it wasn't lost on me that in the exhibit you have a room, that middle room with the staircase, you have some books on the side. And one of those books was Home by Toni Morrison, who is from Ohio, not far from where you're from in Cleveland. So I thought, well, that's not a mistake. You know, and any Buckeye would pick up on that. So tell me a little bit about how Ohio has affected your art.
Most of the work I make is like with my communities. It's revolves around my community's history, like my family histories, my communal histories. There's the stories that are being told, and like obviously like the work about my grandma, but the other work, the the Before I Let Go piece, like that one is shot all in Columbus, and it's not specifically about any one place, but the histories of urban extraction, development, highway construction.
You know, Cam, I have to interrupt you for 1 minute because I have to say, I went to the exhibit and watched that film. And then as I was leaving PS1 in the heart of Long Island City, mm-hmm. I was like, this is exactly what Cam was talking about in that film. I mean, did you feel the same way? I thought it was sort of ironic that, or serendipitous, actually, that film was what it was about. And then it was set right in Long Island City, which is exactly what that film's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was kind of like I won't say happy accident, but it was kind of, it was a funny little situation. I lived in a warehouse space in Long Island City a few years ago. And that was my, like, installing the show is my first time being back. And like, I saw like all, like everything that sprang up around it. And that really freaked me out. But something like, and that, like what I was saying, like that, like type of stuff that's happening all across Columbus right now, it's going up so fast.
Wow.
And Franklinton, that used to be called the Bottoms, and Wineland Park, which is a historically Black neighborhood that is like totally getting like leveled for condos now. This development feels super aggressive, and it makes me wonder if it doesn't feel like it's being done in service of people that actually live there, that are from there, especially. So it's like, who gets lost? Like, who gets lost in the process, and who's being used as kind of like the fuel for this progress?
Right. You know? I want to ask you guys about your the particular show. And what I want to do is just pick one item in the show and just ask you to tell me, what's that about? Where did that inspiration come from? And Jake, tell me about the picture with the girl with the cornrows.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story behind that picture?
That's it. Actually, there's a good story behind that. I saw this person on the train on my way either between Ridgewood and Harlem, so that hundreds of blocks.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you got a good ride there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a long ride.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the subway lighting is terrible, but she was writing something down on a blank sheet, and the reflective glow from the very cold subway light to that blank, crisp white page gave her this really nice, dynamic light.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I've had my morning coffee. I'm buzzing. I'm trying to focus on one thing just to calm my nerves. And I just decided, you know, I was just going to look at her just long enough where it, you know, was still somewhat appropriate.
Yeah.
But I just remembered that. And, you know, I tried to take a couple.
You didn't try to sneak an iPhone photos?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So right before I got off. And that's the funny thing about painting is it's the little negotiations of like, I got to do it, you know?
Right. So, without infringing on their personal space.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
More so than already taking a photo of a stranger. And so, you know, my apologies to whomever, but that was the story behind it. And I decided that I wanted to, and it's titled Head Switch, which I think is apt. Maybe it's a moment of kind of respite in this kind of very frenetic space, the pictorial space.
Yeah.
But I almost, very simply, I was just like, the subway was a transitory kind of vessel. I mean, that expands it, you know, very academically, but I was on the train a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this kind of hour and a half commute there and back, I'm thinking about the work.
Right.
And so to paint her that portrait, that tiny little portrait, was pretty seminal. It was a benchmark piece.
Did you go after, I'm just curious, after you saw her on the subway, when you walked into your studio, was the first thing you did start painting her, that picture?
I did a drawing.
Cameron, I loved the whole thing with your grandmother and the crossword puzzles. Tell me about that memory of your grandmother in Cleveland and how that filtered into the show, because I think it's great.
Growing up, I spent most of my time at my grandma's house.
And which part of Cleveland was that in? Tell, give us the, you know, where it's at.
Cleveland Heights.
Okay.
Yeah. And so my mom worked a lot. So I would spend, you know, I would go to my grandma's after school, and a lot of times in the summer I would hang out over there, and like everything she did, I was just like, so like in awe. Like she was just like, I don't know. She, for me, she was just like the most amazing person ever. Everything like was just filled with so much care and attention to detail and just really careful. And like that extended to the way that she would fill out a crossword puzzle too. And like, I don't know, for me, it looked like she was doing some like Da Vinci Code, like code breaking type stuff. And I'm always trying to think through, like, when I'm making work, you know, I'm making work about really like sacred personal things, not just like for me, for myself, but also for like, again, for like my communities, for my people, for where I come from. And so I'm trying to bring a lot of care into it. I'm trying to figure out ways that I can like share this thing, but still keep it close to the chest, you know, and a way that lets people in, but also like protects it in the same way too.
Right.
So
right.
With the crosswords, they're like these, you know, there's a system of knowledge inherent to like every crossword. And they're almost like maps that way too. And I think of these like a map or like a floor plan for a memory.
Now that you've both worked in New York, do you ever see yourselves going back to Ohio to live and work again and work on projects, or is that just something that's in the rearview mirror for you guys? Jake?
Definitely not in the rearview mirror. I mean, I think the thing about home is Columbus is developing in ways that are, you know, good, bad. They are as they are. You know, it's becoming a bigger city, and there's a lot more, there's a growing infrastructure for a kind of substantial career, you know. And so whether that's me moving home for a period of time, I'm not quite certain. I know that my work here is not done in the city.
Yeah.
But I, you know, at the same time, I do know that I'll always collaborate and kind of make projects and make time for things around Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, cool. And Cam, what about that? You going, Cleveland, Columbus, Youngstown? I mean...
Yeah, I'm in New York for at least 2 years, but, you know, the world changes really rapidly. And something for me, like, I know that, like, when things hit the fan, like, Ohio is where I want to be. You know, I want to be close to my peoples. Mm-hmm. I definitely like, you know, I dream of getting some land back home and, you know, being able to open up some kind of like residency program or something.
Oh, wow. That would be great. Yeah. All right. That'll do it for us and this episode of From Ohio. Thank you for taking the time to join us here. We'll see you soon. And in the meantime, as they say in the podcast business, like, listen, and follow. Bye, everyone.